Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Euro 2020 round of 16 fixtures are set to get underway tomorrow, but there are growing concerns about the risk posed by the Delta variant in crowds at the games. Now, this week, the British government granted quarantine exemptions for football officials and VIP fans attending the semi-finals and final at Wembley Stadium. Martin McKee is Professor of European Public Health at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, and he joins me on the line now. Now, Martin, good morning to you. Firstly, it was reported yesterday that at least 7 people tested positive for COVID. This was after Denmark's game against Belgium on the 17th of June. And the Danish health minister wrote on Twitter that about 4,000 people sat near at least some of those who tested positive. How concerned should we be now at these reports?
Well, we shouldn't be surprised. We know that this is a much more transmissible variant. We've got some of the best data, in fact, from Australia, where a very small number of cases have come into the country. And that shows that even a very fleeting contact with someone who has got the virus, perhaps less than a minute, can allow for the transmission. So, as I say, it's not surprising. And it does really remind us of the risks that are involved with these events at present.
Well, remind us what you're seeing in the UK with COVID rates.
COVID rates are going up and they're doubling about every week. The problem with COVID is that either it's going up or it's going down. If it's going down, then of course we can be reassured. But even if it's only going up a little bit, then it will continue to go up until you do something that's going to turn that around. And the figures are really quite alarming at the minute. Now, there is a degree of reassurance in that we're not seeing the death rates that we have in the past, and that is to a large extent because of the success of the vaccination programme.
Given what we've seen, Martin, with the cases that have emerged in Denmark, should UEFA now evaluate the COVID restrictions, reduce numbers at games, perhaps, in light of the growing risk posed by the Delta variant?
Yeah, I think they should, because one of the challenges is that although the rates are not yet going up in other European countries, we do know that the Delta variant has got into the countries. And it, essentially what we're looking at in the UK is what is likely to be happening in much of the rest of Europe in the next 4 or 5 weeks. Clearly having a number of super spreading events, which these football matches obviously are, is not going to help that. So I think there is a need for real caution. The difficulty with exponential growth is that even if the rates are low now, if they are going up, they will get to a high level within a relatively short period of time.
I'm just interested to hear you say definitively, as you did, that these matches are super spreader events. That's how you view them.
Well, that's what we've seen with the Danish case already. So there is obviously a risk. It's not so much that when people are at the terraces, being outdoors is relatively safe, but the reality of it is that people mix when they're going to the matches. They may mix in venues after that. And if you've got people moving around Europe with this new variant, you know, anything that leads to increasing mixing of people is a risk. And as we now know, this is a much more transmissible variant than the ones that we had before, mm-hmm. with even very brief contact being a major risk factor.
And then we have the next round, the 16 games, getting underway tomorrow. Would you expect that more people will catch and spread the Delta variant at these games?
I think it's almost inevitable. You know, obviously a lot will depend on what the prevalence of the infection is in the people who are going to the matches. So it will, I think we need to look at what's the populations that they're coming from. So it's difficult to say definitively, and that's one of the challenges. You're talking about risks rather than certainties. But the basic principle from the very beginning has been that we don't want to see large numbers of people mixing together, particularly in indoor spaces, which may not be on the terraces, but will be on the way to the matches and the venues around them.
And then another issue which has proved to be controversial is this decision by the British government to give UEFA VIPs an exemption to the quarantine rules for the Euro 2020 final. What do you make of that decision?
Well, I think it's bizarre on two levels. The first is that clearly if you're going to be having people exempt from the quarantine moving in and out of the country, then you're risking spread between countries. Now, they've said that there will be all sorts of restrictions about, you know, basically staying in bubbles while they're in the UK, but I'm not sure that we're really convinced by all of that. But the more problematic thing is the messaging, because what we're saying is that ordinary people in the United Kingdom who would love to have a holiday in the Mediterranean or somewhere else can't go. But if you are a football VIP, then you can travel freely. And this idea of one rule for one group and another rule for others is really very unhelpful in terms of building the trust that we know is so important in managing this pandemic.
So from a UEFA point of view, given all that you've said and what's happened in Denmark, what should they do now?
I think it's very hazardous to see football stadiums full at the minute. As I say, the levels of the of infection in much of Europe may still be low at this time, but we do know that the rates of the Delta variant are going up substantially in those countries that are doing sequencing. That's another problem, because, of course, we do need to remember that although the UK has had many problems in its management of the pandemic, the one thing it does well is sequencing, so we have a much better picture than elsewhere. But in France, for example, there's already been a significant increase, and if it's going up, it's going to continue to go up. We want to see these rates going down, and they're not going down at the minute.
Mm-hmm. But hospitalizations and deaths, though, not on the increase at the moment. Would you expect that as infections increase that will change?
Yeah, hospitalizations are going up in the UK, and the number of people in intensive care units is going up.
Okay.
What we will see, what we are seeing is, to some extent, a break between the cases and the hospitalizations and deaths in the UK and countries like, you know, where there's a high proportion of people vaccinated. I think it's much more worrying in countries where we haven't got those high levels of people fully vaccinated. And I think here it's really important to stress that it's only those people who have had their second dose and are a few weeks beyond that who are fully protected. And even then, we're not getting absolute, it's not 100% protection.
Would you go to a football match this weekend?
Well, I'm a rugby fan, so I don't think I would be going at any weekend on any weekend. But if I was a football fan, no, I don't think I would be. No.
Okay, Martin, thank you very much indeed. Professor Martin McKee, thank you for joining us on the programme.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.